Sarum, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai to continue this live broadcast on this beautiful, lovely Thursday. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and now it's time for bhajans, to spend our time ruminating on one bhajan, spend our time relishing one bhajan, spend our time suffusing ourselves in the beauty and the sublimity in one bhajan. And like every Thursday, we will move on and spend our time connecting with our Lord through one selected Sai Bhajan. So here it is. Let us start with closing our eyes and picturing the beautiful form of our dear Lord in our eyes. We begin with a prayer. With grateful hearts, let us offer our humble and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most merciful beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that we learn to see you in everything that we see around us, so that we learn to experience your love in every smile, in every face, in every gesture, in every motion that we encounter in every second of our lives. Let us always live with the feeling that it is you who is in us, around us, behind us, above us, surrounding us, and within us. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we will be learning today is dedicated to adoring our Lord Sai as the one who is immanent in everything and everyone in this cosmos. The bhajan is in the language Hindi, and the first line goes like this.
Sai Om, Sai Om, Sai Om.
So this is what we will be learning to sing and understand today, and we begin by becoming familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then we'll move on as always to the tune, the raga, the beat, the meaning of its every word. We will also listen to what was the inspiration behind this composition. So let's begin with the lyrics.
Sai Om, Sai Om, Sai Om, Tan Man Pran Me, Sai Om, Shayan Sapan Me, Sai Om, Gagan Pavan Me, Sai Om, Nayan Nayan Me, Sai Om, Janam Maran Me, Sai Om.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow him after every line. You too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D sharp madhyam. Sai Om, Sai Om, Sai Om.
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 Tan Man Pran Me 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 Sai Om.
Sai Om, Sai Om, Sai Om.
Sai Om, Sai Om, Sai Om.
Shayan Sapan Me Sai Om.
शयन सपन में साई ओम,
गगन पवन में साई ओम,
गगन पवन में साई ओम,
शयन सपन में साई ओम,
शयन सपन में साई ओम,
नयन नयन में साई ओम,
नयन नयन में साई ओम,
नयन नयन में साई ओम, जन्म मरण में साईयो,
जन्म मरण में साईयो,
जन्म मरण में साईयो,
जन्म मरण में साईयो।
साई ओम साई ओम साई ओम।
So that is how ethereal this bhajan sounds, and you heard it in the voice of Ravi Kumar and Brother Anirudh. And now we have here Brother Anirudh, who will tell us a little more about the composition. So tell us, Anirudh, do you also love this bhajan?
Of course, it is one of my very favorite bhajan, very favorite raga in fact, yes. Ahir Bhairava.
Yes.
And I love all the bhajans in this raga, all this.
Jagadashraya Shri Raghurama Ishwaramba Priyatanaya Sai Narayana.
It automatically makes you close your eyes and just go in deep into the bhajan and just enjoy.
Absolutely. So tell us a little more about this raga, this magical raga, Ahir Bhairav.
Yeah, coming to this raga, Ahir Bhairav is a Hindustani name, and Chakravakam we call it in Carnatic music. So in this raga you have
Sa Re
Re is Komal Re.
Ga.
Ga is Shuddh Ga.
Ma Pa Dha.
Dha is also Shuddh Dha.
Pa Dha Ni.
Ni is Komal Ni.
Sa Ni Dha Pa Dha Ma Ma Ga. Ga Ma Re.
So these are the notes of the raga. Just hearing the arohana and avarohana itself,
yes,
gives you a very lifting experience and very soul elevating music. And in this bhajan actually you have a combination of a small touch of, I think, Bageshri, I can say, in the lines
Shayan sapan me sai om.
So from that line,
Gagan Pavan,
even the next line, so these two, and then coming back to the Shayan Sapan. So these three lines are, I think it's a little deviating from Ahir Bhairav. It goes from
Sa Ga Ma Da Ni Sa.
Maybe I can say it's not proper Bageshri also, but the notes are taken from the Bageshri.
Okay.
Sa Ni Da Ma Pa Da Ga Ma Re Sa.
So this is Bageshri. Even I am remembering this combination of Ahir Bhairav and Bageshri in the bhajan
Ishwaramba Priyatanaya Kali Yuga Me Avatar Liye.
So there you can little compare these two bhajans with that
Shayan Sapan Me Sai Om.
then it beautifully comes back to Ahir Bhairav.
Nayane nayane me saiyo.
Amazing.
So it is very beautifully composed, the way the thought process has gone to this bhajan, and definitely we'll appreciate when we do the swaras line by line.
Yes. But before we do the swaras, Anirudh, please let us dwell a little more on this raga.
Definitely. In this raga, you have many popular songs also. And the one which I'm remembering from the movie Swami Vivekananda is the Chalo Man Jaye. Beautiful song.
Absolutely.
I recommend all listeners to listen to this song from YouTube after this bhajan session.
Yes.
And
Swami loved this song when this drama was enacted in front of him. I remember Swami going to the Institute auditorium to watch this drama. Almost 50-60 times he has watched the rehearsal of this drama.
Oh my God.
Ravi sir singing this line.
Yeah.
Wow.
And also you have you have a song. Main to kab se teri sharan mein hu. It's a beautiful song. When Shri Hariharan, the ghazal singer, when he had come to Parthi, he had sung this song. Beautiful song, and I remember Swami enjoyed it thoroughly.
Wow. Why don't you sing 2-3 lines of that?
Yeah, definitely. Once more.
She could go on. We have constraints of time for this program. Otherwise, I think just loved. I'm sure of listeners would agree with me when I say this. Anyway, so let's move on.
Yeah, and let's go to the swaras of this beautiful bhajan.
Yeah,
we'll do the first line.
Yeah.
Sai Om, Sai Om, Sai Om. Sari Ma Gare Ni Re Re Sa.
Sari Ma Gare Ni Re Re Sa.
Tan Man Pran Me Sai Om. Mama Dani Sa Ni Da Ma 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 Ga Ga Re Sa.
Mama Dani Sa Ni Da Ma 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 Ga Ga Re Sa.
Again, we come back to the first line. We'll go to the deviation from the Ahir Bhairavi line.
Shayan Sapan Me Sai Om. Gaga mama dada pa gaga mama nida mama ga.
Gaga mama dada pa gaga mama nida mama ga.
Gagan pavan me sai om. da 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 pa da 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 ni ni da ma pa da
da da da pa da 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 ni ni da ma pa da.
Again we come back to Shayana Sapaname. We'll go to the next line.
Nayan nayan me sai om sa 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 ni re 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 ni ni sa sa ni ni sa
sa sa sa ni re 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 ni ni sa sa ni ni sa
janam maran me sai om ni sa ni da ma 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 ga ga re sa
ni sa ni da ma 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 ga ga re sa.
In the second time there is a small variation.
Ni sa ni da ma 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 ga pa ma ga re sa sai om.
There's a variation.
Ma 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 ga pa ma ga re sa
ma 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 ga pa ma ga re sa.
Beautiful. And you mentioned so many bhajans. I think there are plenty of bhajans in this raga.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the beat, Nirupa.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat and it is a slow bhajan. And the count is 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4.
Sai Om Sai Om Sai Om
Sai Om Sai Om Sai Om.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Aniruddha Anand.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Om.
So dear listeners, we are now familiar with the lyrics, the raga and the tala of the bhajan. Let us move on to understanding the inner feeling with which this bhajan should be sung so that we can offer it to the Lord with a heart full of devotion. And for this, let us first get an idea of how Bhagwan inspired this bhajan and how it got composed through a former student of his university. We'll listen to Brother Amey Deshpande share this beautiful anecdote.
There's one other bhajan that I remember. Again, one of the composers was telling us. It was a time when, as a student, you know, all of us cannot absolutely live with the fact that Swami is unhappy with us, or he is not looking at us, or not talking to us. And this was a phase when this particular brother was going through one such, you know, times when Swami was not talking to him. And Swami often used to say to all the students, in fact, this is a instruction which Swami had given me personally, and I know a couple of others, that, you know, go and spend some time on your terrace, about half an hour a day, just thinking about nothing. So it was one of such exercises of this brother, when as he walked out to the terrace in our hostel, and he just stood over there and he was wondering, what is happening? Why is Swami not talking? And you know, it was in that sense of despondency and despair that he actually composed this bhajan that we now know.
Sai Om, Sai Om, Sai Om.
So now that we know the inspiration behind this composition, let us move on and understand the meaning of this bhajan, at least to some extent. We begin with the first line.
Sai Om, Sai Om, Sai Om.
Sai refers to beloved Lord Sai, and one meaning of Sai is Master. Om refers to the primordial sound from which the entire cosmos emerged. Elaborating on its inner significance, Bhagwan in the summer course of 1979 said, Om is verily. Swami revealed, the basis for the acceptance of God as the eternal being is His indestructibility. Aksharatva, or indestructibility, is the form of God, and for this indestructible God, Om is the name. During his birthday discourse of 1966, Bhagwan explained the profound inner meaning of Om and said, "Om is the sound of the movement of the stars in the firmament. It is the sound that manifested when the dawn of creative will stirred the Nirakara or the attributeless into activity, when the attributeless wanted to become active. When it moved, that sound that emerged is Om." And Swami says, as a matter of fact, every little disturbance of equilibrium produces sound. Sometimes the sounds can be very minute, like the meeting of the eyelids. It could be very faint. There are infinitesimally faint sounds which no ear can hear. And Swami says, when the elements originated during the process of creation, the sound that accompanied them is the sound Om. This sound, Bhagwan says, is the primeval sound. And then Bhagwan went on to give a beautiful example of how Om is the root sound of everything in the universe. Om is the prana, it is the life of every being. Just as air forced through the reeds of a harmonium produces the seven musical notes, sa, ri, ga, ma, pa, dha, ni, the one Om is at the root of all the sounds in all the worlds. In fact, Bhagwan on another occasion said, the entire Brahmanda or the universe was created from this big sound, Om. And then Swami revealed, that Omkara is I. So that is Sai Om. There is no difference between Sai and Om. The sound form of Sai is Om. So in this line we hail the master of this entire universe, who is verily the origin of Om, who is verily the Om, the primordial sound. Let's move on to the second line.
Tan man pran me Sai Om.
Tan means body, man, mind. Pran refers to the life force. Me means in. Tan, we all know that the body is made up of five elements, which in turn are made up of atoms at the most basic level. And God is certainly present in every atom. It is God which animates every atom. And when every electron, proton moves, it is the sound of Om. So that is how Sai in the form of Om is latent in every single atom in our body. Man refers to the mind. The mind can be regarded as being made up of two parts, the lower mind and the higher mind. The lower aspect is what people normally call the brain, while the higher mind is that which enables us to do contemplation. It is that higher mind which helps us to connect with our higher self and become one with that omni-self. The higher part is what is the most powerful aspect of the mind. It has tremendous creative capability. And all this that this mind can do is powered by Sai. In fact, there is a pranayama exercise called Bhramari. If you close your ears and switch off everything inside, you will still listen to one sound. And that sound is Om. That is the sound that constantly reverberates within our body. Prana, which is a life force that activates the body. The body is a living factory in which so many extraordinary things happen all the time. We do not know how the heart pumps, how the lungs breathe, how the stomach digests, and how the skin constantly cleanses itself. And all this happens without anyone being aware of it. And every such movement creates a sound. We may not be able to hear it, but where there is movement, there is sound. And where there is sound, there is Om. Where there is Om, there is Sai in the form of Om. So Tan Man Praname Sai Om. The Lord exists in each of us at all these levels, the physical level, the mental level, the pranic level. So Tan Man Praname Sai Om. We glorify the Lord who exists in every cell of our body, in our mind, in our being, who is verily the life force within us. Let's move on to the next line.
Sai Om, Sai Om, Sai Om.
This is a repeat of the first line where we call out to the supreme master of this cosmos, the one symbolized by the sound Om. We move on to the fourth line.
Shayan sapan mein Sai Om.
Shayana means sleep. Sapana means dream. How many of us have had and continue to have those experiences where Bhagwan directs us through our dreams, when Bhagwan reveals to us, not in our waking state, but in our dream state, in our deep sleep state. And there are so many such experiences, and it continues to happen every other day. He is there not only in this physical realm, He is there in all our life states, in Jagrat Avastha, in Swapna Avastha, in Turi Avastha, in Sushupti Avastha, in every state of our being, at the mental level, psychological level, the Lord is there. Shayana Sapaname Sayo. Let's move on to the next line.
Gagan Pavan Me Sayo.
Now, the previous line said that the Lord is in all states of our being, but this line tells us the Lord is there not only just within but without. Gagan Pavan, He is there everywhere, in the sky, in the wind, in the sea, in the ocean, in everything that we see around us, whatever the universe is made up of, the outer cosmos, that is where the Lord is. And there are so many instances. One can go on to share how Bhagwan saved someone in the sky when the plane had run out of fuel, how Bhagwan helped someone who was gasping for breath, how Bhagwan helped someone who was deep down in the ocean. We can go on and on, but what this line conveys is Gagan Pavan is just representative of what is there in this outside cosmos. Shayana Sapana is our inner consciousness, in our inner cosmos, and Gagana Pavan is our outer cosmos. That is where the Lord is. Where is He not? Where is He not? He is there everywhere, and we offer our salutations to the one who is all pervading. We come back again to Shayana Sapana Me Sayo.
Shayan sapan me saiyom.
Let me narrate here a beautiful, thrilling experience of an alumnus of Bhagwan's university, Brother Kishore. Kishore says that Bhagwan not only made him continue his journey in his body, but also moved him nearer to his immortal self. He was always very determined to follow the discipline laid down by Bhagwan for his students in the college and hostel. One night during December 1988, it was midnight and he was still studying, and owing to the strain and change in weather, he was suffering from cough. He slept late, and at 2 a.m. suddenly he got up with a shock. And that's because his breathing had stopped. He was struggling. He wondered whether he will ever survive because his breathing had completely paused. His chest congestion was so severe that he could not just push air inside himself. He was restless, and almost a whole minute passed and he had not breathed. His mind stopped working, and all he could do is somehow go near the photo of Bhagwan in his cupboard and hold on to that photo and just surrender his life at his feet. By now 3 minutes had passed without breathing. And he says, God alone knows how I was still surviving. And Kishore now mentally prayed to Bhagwan, Swami, if you want that I should be alive for your cause, then let me live properly. And if you want me to die, that's fine, just give me a good death. In fact, at that moment, he had no desire except a good death. And when that thought came, suddenly the accompanying thought was, Bhagwan's vibhuti is something that can grant immortality. Moksha pradhanam baba vibhutim. So somehow he had the presence of mind to take a little vibhuti and put it in his tongue. And as soon as he took the vibhuti, he felt as if
Someone made him sit in a perfect Padmasana or this cross-legged lotus pose. Someone was making him do that. And by now, 5 minutes had passed and he cannot imagine that he was still alive. He had survived without breathing for 5 long minutes. And now Kishore prayed to Bhagwan, "Swami, please stop all these confusions. My body is become a stone without breathing." And then suddenly something happened. He felt waves and waves of energy catching him all around. And there was a heavy feeling and then there was a gentle fragrance. And now, within 20 seconds of him putting that pinch of vibhuti on his tongue, suddenly, miraculously, his chest got completely cleared. And recalling this moment, Kishore says, "I could feel my body separate, my life force separate, and my mind separate. And I could feel that entity who was experiencing all this. It was a very clear experience for me that I am none of these. I am not the body, not the life force, not the mind. I experienced that I am only a witness, a silent, mute witness. And I was just sweating profusely. My body started breathing. And my body was no more like a statue. And he had this surreal, ethereal, out-of-the-body experience. And after that, suddenly something happened and Kishore slept. He slept easily and then again got up for Suprabhatam at 5 a.m. He was feeling so fresh and so light. And now his outlook had completely changed. His mind had undergone such a great transmutation that somehow the way he looked at all the brothers in the hostel, the feeling that he had completely become so different. His perspective of life and his surroundings had changed. And that morning when he went for darshan, Bhagwan came near him and he gently pressed his hands on his shoulder and with an assurance Swami promised him, "Don't worry Bangaru, I will always be with you." And then Swami added, "I never confuse, I can only save." Swami said that probably because Kishore was wondering, what is all this happening? And Swami made it clear for him, "I don't confuse, I only save." And the moment Kishore heard this, his mind calmed down and he spent more time dwelling on Bhagwan's name and his form. In the initial stages, he had a fear about his studies, but later on he discovered that even while studying, he was very easily able to concentrate now on Bhagwan. And he says that his belief now is very simple. When we are born, milk is made available by God without us demanding it. Therefore, we remain the same God's children all through our lives. And so we must rest assured that He will take care of every need of ours. And Kishore explains, "Nothing bothers me when I spend longer and longer hours in His contemplation. When I see Bhagwan constantly for a few minutes and close my eyes, His powerful vibrations transmute me so much that I am filled with bliss. I am filled with Ananda." Sometime later, Kishore suffered from a severe asthmatic attack and cough due to allergy, and he decided not to take any medicine except vibhuti. And during this suffering, he still managed to attend Suprabhatam every morning in the hostel. And he says his sadhana was not interrupted, it was only further strengthened. He says that after completing the 21 Omkaram, he used to be caught in Bhagwan's soothing, powerful vibrations which kept him going. The vibrations from the Omkaram energized him. He was able to fix his mind on Bhagwan's lotus feet, and at that moment he used to forget his body and just swim in that ocean of bliss. And when he came out of meditation, then only he used to experience the feeling of asthma. When he was in bliss, he was fully strong. And this went on for a few days, and on the 8th day, Bhagwan appeared in his dream, created some vibhuti and rubbed it on his chest. And that feeling was so powerful, as if Bhagwan was physically rubbing it, the dream experience was so real. And that night Kishore slept well. By next morning, Kishore was completely cured. And he says,
Bhagwan has transformed me. It is only He who has done this. He only made me progress spiritually from the poison of materialism to the experience of God within is a gift that Bhagwan has given me. While in the awakening state, I am able to contemplate on Bhagwan and my heart blooms in joy and my mind rests in peace deep in meditation. I am in perfect communion with Bhagwan. So in this line, Shayana Sapaname Sayom, we offer our reverence to the Supreme Lord who manifests in all states of our being, who is the one who is the inner energizer of our inner consciousness. Let's move on to the seventh line.
Nayan nayan me sayom.
Nayana means eye. This is something that Dr. Hislop, long-standing devotee of Bhagwan from the Western Hemisphere, has to say. In one of his books, he writes, "After I had been going to Prashantalam for about 3 years, coming back to America, I got off the plane and I felt that Swami's head and shoulders were superimposed on mine. I somehow felt that way. I was almost aware of Bhagwan's hair. And so I just said to myself, well, welcome Swami to America. And that feeling of Bhagwan being with me, on me, all the time, that lasted for 3 years. Every place I would go, there would be Swami standing in the room. When I would talk to people at the center, Swami would be standing behind every person in that room. That is such a real powerful experience. When I look at the wall, there would be a row of Swamis standing along the wall. Everywhere I turned, I saw only Swami and Swami. And this vision, one day, just suddenly came to an end. And after this, I told Swami, Swami, that phenomenon, I don't know why, has just concluded. It has come to an end now. And then Bhagwan said, Hislop, don't you know that all phenomena come to an end? And then Swami added, you have had that vision of Swami without any effort on your part whatsoever. Now you have to deliberately see Swami wherever you look. Look at how the Lord guides. He gives us that experience so that we know what it is and so that we then learn to strive for it and live it in our lives. So in this line, Nayana Nayaname Sayom, we seek the grace and blessings of our Lord so that will enable us to see Him in everyone and in everything, not through the physical eyes, but through the eyes of wisdom. Let's move on to the last line.
Janam maran me sayom.
Janama here means birth, marana means death. Janam maran me sayom means the Lord is to be seen in birth as well as in death. And we should always maintain equanimity in both good as well as seemingly unpleasant situations. During one of their early visits, when Professor Kasturi and his wife Mrs. Rajamma arrived in Puttaparthi, a young family member of Swami had passed away. Everyone gathered were mourning that death, and Professor Kasturi too was moved to tears by the painful incident. But when Professor Kasturi went to Bhagwan's presence, he saw that Swami did not show any sign of distress. And so Professor Kasturi took that chance and he asked Bhagwan, Swami, how come you alone are not affected by this feeling of suffering? At that moment, what Bhagwan said is something only Bhagwan can say. Swami said, how am I to spend time if there is no birth and death? For Professor Kasturi, till then death was a biological inevitability which you cannot avoid. The elements have to go back to their source. But what he realized at this moment was the nectar of immortality. Bhagwan was pouring into his starving heart eternal wisdom. In fact, when he heard Bhagwan say this, for Professor Kasturi, the painful memory of losing his own son at the age of 19 was erased at that very instant. Professor Kasturi and his wife had a conscious glimpse of the true nature of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. So in this line, we offer our obeisance to the one who exists in birth and death, who teaches us the profound lesson of remaining equanimous under all circumstances. So with that, we have finished gaining a glimpse of the subtle meaning of this beautiful bhajan, and now let us proceed listening to the complete version of this bhajan as sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir.
Sai Om, Sai Om, Sai Om. Sai Om, Sai Om, Sai Om. Tan Man Pran Mein Sai Om. मन प्राण में साई हो साई ओम साई ओम साई ओम शयन सपन में साई हो शयन सपन में सायो गगन पवन में सायो गगन पवन में सायो शयन सपन में सायो नयन नयन
us to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you like this episode. As always, please feel free to tell us what
you felt about this program and any suggestions or clarifications that you may have, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. The background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With grateful hearts, we offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. And with that, it's time to draw the curtains on this segment of Thursday Live. It's time to move on, and we will have now Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhidhyasanam, the series based on Bhagwan's discourses. And I will be back after an hour, after Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhidhyasanam, for a fresh episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. And today, we will ruminate more on bhajan singing. We will ruminate on Bhavamritam. We will listen to a former student of Bhagwan's university, Brother Sonam Gyamso, and his journey with Sai Bhajans. A small glimpse of that, but a very beautiful one. So that's coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhidhyasanam. Thank you so much. Sairam.